30,000 feet above the ground in South Sudan, the pilot of the Australian C-17 Globemaster is kitted out in a flak jacket and helmet, preparing to clear the South Sudan airspace.
Yep, all left under your safety.
Done. You clear to close up?
Yep.
Thanks, Matt.
Hi, my name's Luke Ridgway. I'm a flight lieutenant and captain of the Royal Australian Air Force C-17 Globemaster. We are based at RAF based Amberley, just outside of Ipswich. We're flying a specific profile which will mitigate a lot of the risk that the aircraft will be put in. Being on the ground in South Sudan for a minimal amount of time has been our goal.
For the past month, South Sudan has gone from being the fresh face of independence, just 2 years old and the newest country in the world. Now the headlines hint to a sliding scale of instability and the loss of the relative freedom the nation spent decades fighting for. Ariane Quintier is the spokesperson for the United Nations mission in South Sudan.
The UN and UNMISS can only stress the extremely valuable role that the Australian forces are doing right now. Coming back with all these supplies is absolutely vital and crucial for the mission to continue and for the crisis to be addressed. We have right now a very volatile security situation in a number of states. In addition to that, we have a humanitarian crisis. It is estimated that about 200,000 people are displaced within South Sudan since the fighting began. It has been very hard to access areas where the war and the fighting has been raging. We came up with a guesstimate of 1,000. It goes without saying, and we're convinced that the figures of casualties are far higher. The same applies to the human rights situation. We know there have been human rights abuses. We know there's been violations of international humanitarian law. To what extent? We believe that it has been happening on both sides to a much bigger extent than we initially thought.
In December, the acting Australian Prime Minister, Warren Truss, committed two Australian aircraft and crew to support the United Nations mission in South Sudan. The team has used three aircrews to keep the enormous C-17 running constantly between Juba and the United Nations logistical hub in Brindisi, Italy, bringing vital supplies to support the mission. Flight Lieutenant Luke Ridgway says it's a short-term commitment, but an important one.
It's very humbling to be part of this mission. It becomes a lot more human when you're there on the ground and you see the people, you fly over the refugee camps as opposed to seeing it on the news. It may seem like a small part, but it's a large cog in a large wheel that is helping the people of South Sudan. Each load consists of three classic metal shipping containers. Inside of those containers are loaded up with supplies deemed as essential by the United Nations. So that includes things like water purification kits, sanitation kits, tents and tarpaulins, and also defensive stores for the United Nations personnel.
Altitude.
I'm sitting in the cockpit of the Aussie C-17. This thing is enormous. Big enough to fit three shipping containers end to end.
Yeah, g'day again. It's Flight Lieutenant Luke Ridgway. We're currently at 32,000 feet, overflying Egypt on our way back to Italy, following the Nile all the way along before we head into the Mediterranean. It's quite stunning. Out the right-hand side, you can see the Nile River snaking its way along and the lights of the townships. And out to the left, we've got the setting sun and the beautiful reds and blues, the sun setting over behind the horizon there. Upon landing, we're going to be doing a few services onto the aircraft. Then the aircraft will be airborne again on its way back to Juba, the capital of South Sudan, where the wheel will keep on turning.
Brindisi is the UN's logistical supply base for all their operations around the world. Thousands of shipping containers line the base, filled with tons of body armour, hundreds of four-wheel drives and enormous white satellite dishes. It's like the Costco for the UN.
Just past midnight and we're out on the tarmac. Three enormous shipping containers are being loaded into the back of the C-17. Tons of vital supplies that will go to support the mission in South Sudan and the more than 200,000 people displaced by this conflict.
This is the last trip the C-17 will make to Juba. After that, the crew will begin the long journey back to base in Queensland.
Back in Australia, we'll have a few days off, and then the crew will be 100% deployable to wherever the aircraft needs to go. So one day we can be delivering supplies to the people of the Philippines, and the next day it can be doing an Australian or an international medical evacuation for anywhere around the world. And the ability to go there and deliver direct strategic air power, for me it was a no-brainer.